So, the trial of the militarized police squads has just concluded. What sort of activity did we see from them over that period?
So, there's been a kind of double movement with the armed police patrols in Aotearoa. On the one hand, these squads of heavily armed police were put on patrol in primarily Māori and Pacific communities, where they mostly did frontline routine police work. All this stuff is completely ordinary, routine, frontline police work with almost no danger attached to it. But because these were carried out by armed police patrols, everyday New Zealanders were having daily contact with cops armed with assault rifles. And at the same time as this was going on, so in the 6 months that the trial was running, three different New Zealanders were shot and killed by the police.
Mm.
Now, the cops have been saying nobody was shot by the teams, so the teams are fine. But what this shows is that by taking the step towards the armament of frontline police in New Zealand, the police gave permission to officers to shoot first and ask questions later. It's a really dangerous form of net widening that we have to push back against if we want to get the number of murders by New Zealand police back down.
For sure. And what has the response from these communities been like?
The response has been overwhelmingly negative. Within a few weeks of this policy being announced, we had a crowd of more than 100 people in Monaco Square, where Ethel Collins, the councillor representing that ward, spoke very strongly about racist police harassment that he has had to endure. And this man is a city councillor, so what chance does an ordinary Māori or Pacific person going about their day have when dealing with these racist police? So on top of just that first initial response, Papa People Against Prisons Aotearoa, the organisation that I'm part of, set up the Arms Down campaign to try to provide people with a structured way that they can fight back against the militarisation of policing in New Zealand. And we've had a massive, massive response, especially from the Māori Pacific community. We set up a tool at armsdown.nz/call-in, which gives you the contact info for the police official feedback line on armed patrols, the contact number for the Minister of Police, Stuart Nash, and the contact info for your local MP, so you can call or email all of these people and tell them that you don't support armed policing.
Was the trial something that communities actually had a say in, or who actually had the final word on whether or not they would go ahead?
So the trial was a really interesting process because there was no democratic input whatsoever. The call was made by Mike Bush, who's our now ex-police commissioner. He's an unelected, appointed, unaccountable police bureaucrat. And he decided that this was going to go ahead. There's no evidence basis for these teams being necessary. Firearm crime has been stable for the last 6 years. Assaults on cops are trending slightly down over that same period, so there's little danger to police in this country. Nonetheless, the decision was made anyway, and that's something that Papa is really concerned about because it shows that nobody is holding the leash of the cop. And when they get off the chain, they themselves decide how they will be regulated. That is not a safe situation for New Zealanders. What this has really highlighted for us is that we don't have as much democratic control over law enforcement in this country as we thought we did. Mm. And the fact that unaccountable and unelected police bureaucrats could unilaterally decide to put armed police commando squads on the streets of Māori and Pacific communities shows how important it is for us to take back control of the police.
For sure. And so when we talk about it being a decision from the police themselves and that it was something that they sort of did autonomously, what is the political response been to the trial? And does it seem likely that either the current government or another elected government, say if National got in, that they would actually implement these militarized or armed police as the new norm?
We need to be holding the current government to a higher standard than that. I think Jacinda Ardern can do a better job than friggin' Todd Muller at preventing racist police violence. But the response from Stuart Nash as Minister of Police and from Jacinda Ardern as the Prime Minister has been nothing short of total cowardice. There's a provision that separates operations of an area from the policy of that area. And ministers responsible, they have control over policy but not over operations. This means that Stuart Nash can't order the cops to raid his neighbour if they're mowing their lawn early in the morning. But it doesn't mean that Stuart Nash doesn't get involved when the police unilaterally reverse our post-land wars consensus that we have an unarmed police force in this country.
Hmm.
But the police have opted instead to spit on 140 years of unarmed policing and arm themselves up with assault rifles so that they can terrorise brown communities. And Stuart Nash and Jacinda Ardern are actively choosing to do nothing about it because they don't care about brown people and because having racist police terror in brown and Pacific communities is totally compliant with the kind of society that they stand for.
Is it legal?
is this trial legal? That's the big question. I'm a doctoral student at the University of Auckland in the area of criminology. So I can tell you that there's no criminological basis for this trial. I can tell you that all of the violence and firearm violence trends are exactly the same as they've been for the last half decade, if they aren't actually trending down.
And touching on murder, or in this case, manslaughter, which three police officers were charged with earlier this week for gross negligence in caring for the needs of a man that was in their custody, is it a frequent thing that we see officers held accountable when people die in custody or transit?
So the so-called Independent Police Conduct Authority has never found a shooting by a police officer unjustified in the history of this country. And from my research, looking at what I can find, I can't find another incident where an officer has been found criminally liable for someone's death in custody. It's impossible, of course, to speculate about what happened until the trial starts and we start getting some of these details released, but it would have to be something far beyond any other death in custody in Aotearoa to date for these officers to have actually been charged.
Data released by New Zealand Police shows that Māori accounted for 42.5% of police proceedings over the lockdown period. When you look at this data, what stands out to you?
Well, it shows where the cops were looking, first of all. As a criminologist, what we know from looking at data is that police and crime statistics don't reflect how much crime there is, it reflects how much policing there is. If you put cops in a community, you're going to find people breaking the law. So when we see that the cops were overwhelmingly taking proceedings against Māori for lockdown violations, that shows that the police had a particular interest in Māori. And anyone could have told you that the police would be doing that, because we live in a country where the police are racist and discriminate against Māori. It's reflected in every single statistic about how